treat ideologies as state-making toolkits rather than slogans. Arab nationalism and its Ba'ath variant fused anti-imperial legitimacy with promises of social justice, channeling the officer corps to centralize authority and industrialize Egypt, Syria, Iraq. Islamism ranged from social welfare movements, brotherhood networks, to governance projects, Iran 1979, Hamas de facto rule, arguing that sovereignty and law derive from Islamic sources. Its elasticity explains both electoral parties and insurgent currents. Zionism organized a stateless nation into a state with immigration, labor, and defense institutions before independence. Kemalism recoded empire into a secular nation via language, law, and education. Across cases, the test is institutionalization. Who controls schools, courts, media, and the army? And can the ideology survive leadership turnover without coercion alone?